today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's look beautiful.
At you. Yeah. You should feel happy and great. Look at that. Another win for Monjaro.
Is that what this is? He's such a dick.
Oh, who are we going to call, Shannon?
Ghostbuster.
No.
That's not a joke anymore.
I'm going to call Cardone Capital.
Don't look at the screen too hard. You will get in trouble.
For one thing, I didn't think they were going to show it. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
Do they show Vagine?
Oh, they show a lot of stuff, Mike.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But the whole schmear?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Wormleysburg, Pennsylvania, Loomis, California, Stevensville, Texas, Seaside Heights, New Jersey, Sapporo, Japan, and Samarkand, Uzbekistan. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and delighted to be with you on a Wednesday program, fresh off the first football conditioning practice of my son's life last night. I'll talk about that later.
I bet it was brisk.
I've been flying around being Mr. Dad here. Had to leave the show early yesterday, drop off. Mrs. O'Mara is just out slaying the dragon. I'm Mr. Mom, essentially. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing the Mr. Mom experience and hate it. Anyway, that's if you're keeping
fatherhood is bliss, though, Mike.
We'd all like to have it. I'm happy being a dad. I'm happy. I like being. I was perfectly content to sit and watch the kids exercise.
Mike, after every idiotic person played in the audio vault yesterday because you stepped out a little early, Oscar's only reaction was, I bet he could father a child. I bet he could father a child.
It's tough on you, I know, when I leave at that part of the show and you've got to do the audio vault with Oscar.
Yeah. No, it's just he's normally great, and he didn't power down like
I'm
C-3PO.
I'm right here.
But I know you're here. But
I'm over here.
But yesterday, what you did is you wound him up to be in a mood, and then
I'm over here now.
You were goodbye. Yeah, goodbye. And
can't believe we're reprising that. It's not even our bit.
I know. We assumed ownership of it to mock another entity.
I want Spy
Opie
Report.
And Anthony, right?
Spy Report.
Yeah, Spy Report is pretty
good. Bring me all those old
radio somebody
things?
Please send that over?
Yeah, well, call Eddie Trunk.
You call him. I don't know who that is.
Eddie Trunk now anchoring.
On Fox.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
I'm sorry. Hey, so
Eddie
Oscar
Trunk could have a child. He could have a child.
All right, that wasn't necessary. See, that wasn't necessary. That was for you. That was for you.
No,
that was purely
that was for
you. For
the listener.
No one knows Eddie Trunk. No.
That was like,
no,
what, 20 years ago?
No, but the
ago?
Randomness of someone
just like
having
when
a child.
You, when you post Happy Flag Day and you post a picture of Fanny Flag.
Mm-hmm.
Stunning to me. That's one where you should know that when certain of your posts I will look at and I'll be like, that's how my reaction was to that particular one.
You see, that's not the post.
Love
it
or leave it. Love it or leave it, Rob.
Not the reaction I expected from you. What I expected is you would see it and you would go.
So totally useless.
No, I expected you would see it and go, oh.
Who's Fanny Flag?
She was a celebrity in the 70s.
Exactly.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
To a certain group, though.
You killed?
Yeah.
About how many people?
They might be dead by now.
Oh, well, there's less every year. But I would say,
I mean, you are not even Fanny Flag era. That's the strange thing. You're not
even. I overlap
70,
with her.
How old were you in 1975?
I was 4, but still addicted to television.
You were 4 years old when Fanny Flag was like that age that you posted.
Yeah, but, you know, she did the Match Game on, you know, for a while. I overlap with
what
that.
What are some famous flags? Flagpole Sitta?
That's a good one. And yeah. Then someone mentioned Colonel Flag from MASH.
Black Flag.
Oh, the
Black
band?
Flag, yes. Which was a bug spray.
That's true.
Black Flag, the band.
Yeah,
the
also
band.
A band.
Oh, okay,
the
see, band. Yours is more hip than mine. Mm. Flag on the Play.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, that's terrible, actually.
No, it's
Capture
not.
Capture the Flag.
Capture
Child
the
gang.
Flag is good. Capture mm-hmm. the Flag. Flagstaff, Arizona.
It's a stretch. It is a stretch.
But he was so excited.
Yes, I was like, I got another.
Is this really Flag Day today?
It is, the 14th.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
Heard it on CNBC.
Lead story. Exciting. Yeah.
It's not, but it is.
I'm sorry you didn't like the post.
With my message from a listener.
Oh, this is
so
good.
So Oscar brought a gift, started to tell me before the show. I said, no. If it's that hateful and that negative, I'd like you to share it with our listeners, because there are people out there that love it. Different factions love our discomfort.
That's why I told you off air. If it was content, I wanted it off air, but now fine, it's on air now.
No, I'm delighted to have someone think that I've got a problem.
From time to time, I get messages about all of us. Usually people don't have the balls to write me about me. When they do, there's a certain level of respect that I give them, and usually hate messages.
Yeah.
When they write about Rob or Mike, I traditionally don't write back because I know they have an agenda. And I have not written back to this gentleman.
How did he reach out? Was it via electronic mail?
It was through the internet.
This gentleman will be now getting the golden ticket.
Well, I'm not going to use his real name.
Aha! Okay.
But he'll know he wrote to you. And I mean, that's the Holy Grail.
Well, now he
makes it onto the show. It's fantastic. And by the way, all I heard was one sentence. Mike is out of it. And that was it. So I don't know any of the details of this message. I am prepared to be delighted.
Yes.
Hurt, angered, it doesn't matter. Lay it on me.
Okay. This is hard.
Oh,
it's a Sunday afternoon message. I received it on Tuesday. God bless you. Send me something on Facebook Messenger. I'll check it then.
Okay.
Oscar, serious question. Do you think Mike is losing it a little bit mentally? He seems to always forget his production elements and turning on his machines. What say you?
First of all, thank you for your concern. Secondly, I have to say that if this was something, you know what I would say? I would say I've made more verbal errors in the last month or 2 months than I have. The forgetting of that's always been the case. I've always forgotten that.
I agree. I didn't respond because I figured I was like, the guy has forgotten to turn on his mic sometimes, for God's sakes.
But I should point out that when you get to be a certain age, and I will be 64 next week.
You don't look it.
Thank you.
Now more than ever.
No, that's true.
Now you look skinny.
It's like a new era of Mike.
Yes. It's like you were wearing a fat suit before.
And also, next week really is the greatest era of birthday
season.
It's
like we're working with young Mike for the first time.
Well, for me, the second. I've been with him a long time.
No, if you were working with young Mike, it would be a mullet.
Well, I really picture young Mike, I picture Mike with just a mustache.
You know who I see today? I see the young man in white shorts and Docksiders on the stoop of his family's main home with his shirt tucked in.
Oh, that is one of the greatest things you have ever said to me. That is one of the nicest things
you have ever said. There is a photo.
There is a photo that I look at, and I wasn't skinny, not by any chance, but I mean, I look back at that and I'm like, wow, back in the day.
It's probably still at the house. Yeah. You should look at it, put it up.
It's they don't let me in there anymore.
You were welcome there, right? Like one-fifth of the time?
No, I'm welcome there.
I remember finding this photo in an old dusty drawer in Maine.
And why were you going through the drawers?
Because I'm nosy.
Yeah.
And it is a room that lends itself. I know exactly the desk he's talking about because it's a little mini history of the fam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they've got on top of the desk a glass piece that sits on top of the desk, and underneath it are
photos.
Yeah.
From decades ago.
Is it 60 years ago, maybe 80 years ago?
Is it the desk that's sort of, it's on the wall that's the front of the house, right?
Yeah, it's the main room of the
house. Yeah, off the great room. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
I know exactly the desk you mean, too. You have
and then if
cool
you go into
stationery
one of the old rooms,
desk.
There was somebody a long time ago, at least the way it was, put my father, his sister, and his brother, the three owners of the house up on the mantle, and both my dad and my uncle in their World War II uniforms.
Yes.
And my Aunt Mary from the 40s as well. And it's kind of cool. But I haven't been in there. As I said, it's been a long time. I'll go up. I'll visit this year. I want to see it.
There's an American University, Mike. Because I asked Mike, I said, Mike, is that you? He goes, yeah, that was like sophomore year of college.
That is me.
Just starting to pack it on. Just starting the journey that would be, you know, all the way through meeting Carla and then.
I didn't realize that started in college.
I was lighter. Carla says when I met her, I was lighter than I am now, which I believe is true.
That's not true.
Well, I think she was talking skin tone.
I was fat for our wedding. Carla and I have been together for a long time.
Oh, when you met each other. Yes.
When
you owned
the
restaurant. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Way back.
Yeah, I remember.
Way back, which tells me that I'd been fatter than that. You know, it's been up and down and up and down. But I mean, it's
not anymore.
I said when I lost 50 pounds, I'd shave the beard off, and I've lost 60. So,
yeah,
little overdue for that.
I don't know that you need to
shave it.
No, I don't think you need to.
I think I should.
I bet if you do, you grow it back.
No, he would look younger if he shaved the white off. The white off, yeah.
Yeah, but you barely see it.
The white?
Yeah,
it's all around his face. Are you blind?
Yeah, I am.
All right, I'll shave it off. I'll shave it off right now.
Right
I'll
now?
Really?
You know what? Get ahead of it. I say that. Get ahead of it.
Yeah. I
don't
know.
Most people, when they have to contour their face, and I'm one of them.
Yes.
It's because they have some sort of like double chin they're trying to cover up.
Mm-hmm.
There's no covering up for Mike. It just is what it is.
Yeah. My dad had a beard for many years. And when Julia was little, so this would have been about maybe 19, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
He shaved his beard for the first time.
Freaked you out.
Freaked me out. And he couldn't grow it back fast enough. It was
for
just,
you?
For him.
Oh.
But it did flip me out because he didn't look like himself. And I'll get my beard down to real fine stubble,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't been totally clean shaven in forever. I just like- I
You
like
would the, look nice clean shaven.
You think?
You look a little unkempt.
Well, I am a little unkempt.
Yeah.
But,
like maybe a trimmer or something.
Well, I trim it. I'm probably overdue right now, but yeah, I trim it.
It's a little out of control.
Yeah, well, I don't know that it's out of control.
Yeah, I mean, because you have color in your beard.
Yes, a little
in
bit.
In weird spots.
Yeah, it's not consistent.
Like a Bernese Labradoodle.
I did color it a couple times.
You got spots.
And it really looked like someone drew it in with a Sharpie, so I couldn't do that either.
You look like you have spots.
It looked 100% unnatural.
This would be the first time since college.
Really?
To be totally free of facial hair?
Yeah, I don't
You put a guard on it. Yeah, don't get it on your computer.
No, you don't need a guard because he's going down to skin.
Yeah, but he's
going
to nick himself.
No, he won't. Not with that clipper.
I'll use
on flag day.
I'll use a microfiber towel.
I'm sure.
How's that? That'll work.
Mike, from now on, every flag day, you must shave your beard. This is the new rule.
Yeah, it'll be good luck.
For everybody.
For old glory.
Betsy Ross.
More face for old glory.
What did I do?
Matt, are you alive?
Is he even on the show?
I'm sorry. I'm very distracted back here.
What is with you today?
Because someone keeps telling me to do things back here, and it's making it difficult to pay attention.
Shannon's trying to make you do the show a little better.
Well, someone's talking to me. I can't listen to two different things at once. I'm sorry.
Why don't you get on the mic, Shannon? You tell us what you're distracting.
You know what he's. You know what Shannon's telling him? Take that shirt off.
He's like, how about you square out the shot?
Yeah, I was listening on the iPad, and I was hearing some cutting out, so I just wanted him to keep the live stream up to confirm that we weren't getting any cutting out.
Are we okay now? Is it all right?
I'm not sure because I had to have him bring it back up, but I think so. He said that it was working.
I'm not
but
doing this without total connectivity.
We're connected.
We need total connectivity.
Yes.
And I lost my spots.
Who are you going to call, Shannon?
Ghostbuster.
No.
That's not a joke anymore.
I'm going to call Cardone Capital.
What's that?
What the hell is that?
Cardone Capital. For all of my investment needs.
This is where the guy says I'm losing it.
Shannon and I ride to work, and ladies get ready to swoon. She's a lucky lady.
Yes.
And gentlemen.
we listened to CNBC on the way to work too.
That is so hot.
So hot.
Didn't it?
Thank you.
She's like, can we turn on Netflix as a joke? No, no, we got to see what the markets are doing. The CPI is coming out now. So
there's a commercial.
Yeah, there's a commercial from Grant Cardone. Everybody knows he is.
Yeah.
And I said, listen to this guy. He drops the name Cardone Capital 8 times. You're like, you will never forget it. And then she starts saying this.
Cardone Capital. I'm going to call Cardone Capital. I'll get to that right after I call Cardone Capital.
Cardone Capital. And he's got a Baltimore accent?
Yeah, he does.
Cardone Capital.
I do love when Shannon locks into a voice because she does not let go.
All day. And I'm like,
that's pretty good, though. That's pretty interesting. That comes from her roots, too. Yeah. Shannon's got that Southern Maryland.
Yeah. What is Santos going to call?
Carbone Capital.
She write that?
That's excellent.
Oscar did.
Shannon, that may be one of the best. Can you say it slow like that again, please, one more time?
I don't know if it works the same way. Cardone Capital.
It works.
Carbone Capital.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, your DGH, those lights are off.
What?
They've been off for weeks.
Yeah.
We don't like to bother with it.
Forget it. All right. Let me go. I got to go call Cardone Capital. Go back.
Thank you, Shannon. What a treat.
I know. I like it how Matt gets mad at Shannon because she's trying to help the broadcast.
Right.
That's always fun.
Well, he's distracted. Mm-hmm. He is laser focused. And to
well,
that
here we
attention.
Go. I'm using. Here we go. I'm going here to be using go. This. This is a good video day.
Your face is our case. All right, here we go. Mike is now.
I should probably get a mirror.
Yeah. Is Carla home?
No.
This is great, man.
He's working on the left side of his, I guess, Van Dyke, which is gone.
You have a chin. Look at you.
Right now, he's got just a little
Are
bit
you
of hair.
Jelly.
On.
You have to be jelly.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
No.
You're losing your chin and he's got one.
Losing my chin?
Yeah, you're gaining all the weight back.
Well, yeah, but that would be gaining chins.
No, I'm sorry. You're losing the squareness of your chin.
Yeah.
That's, oh, wow. This is gone.
Yeah.
I would consider keeping the mustache.
No.
I think it looks
you
good.
You look more like Wolford Brimley.
Oh.
Yeah, take it off. Take it off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now he's doing the
what
right
do
side.
What do we say? Skin to win.
You say that.
Oh.
I don't know that I've
Honey,
ever
what do
said
we say? That. Skin to win? Yeah, you look great. You look great.
You look
yes.
great. The beard, the
I
mustache.
I wanted to
gone.
Hate it. It would have been funnier if you looked terrible, but you look good. Matt, what do you think?
I think it looks great.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Is it hard to look at him and run the show?
No, this is great. You look younger.
I have to tell you,
you
something.
You look younger.
You
Holy
do, Mike.
Ass.
You do.
Man.
I have to tell you something.
Yeah.
That I
I'm
keep my
away.
Beard so tight.
Yeah.
And it's so white that this is not that big a change.
It's exactly right.
It's not the
it's
dramatic
It's a big
thing.
Change on camera. I got to tell you.
It looks really good.
Can we get a woman's perspective? Look at Shannon in here. She'll tell us the truth. She likes to
yeah,
tell,
she will.
Tell us
oh,
hateful
God,
things.
This is going to hurt.
Is Shannon on here?
Look good. And the live stream is stable.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does he look good? I think he looks younger.
Oh, gosh. The
What's
man
wrong?
Always trying to keep me down, muting my mic.
What
I
do you
said,
think?
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah?
Really?
Yep, looking sexy.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank
you. Yeah, we got a whole new man over here.
Time to update the what is it, the 8x12s?
8x10s.
8x10s.
I don't know how long I'll keep it. I might keep it through Maine and we'll see.
Does it feel weird being hairless?
No, because I keep
like
it.
Like a cat.
I mean, I keep it microscopically
I know,
tight.
But it's still something. You know what? I bet when you actually get your hairies out and you shave it clean down to the skin, I bet it's going to feel a little odd. But good.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that.
There you go.
This is going to be a dry shave, so.
Don't, yeah,
Mike, do you want to save this for the third spot today?
This is good.
Sort of feels like we should just move up the spot. I'm just saying.
It's a good point, Shannon, but we're debuting.
It throws you.
Well,
no. We got a different one.
We're debuting a new client today.
New client.
Okay. Yeah.
New client Tuesday.
Sorry.
Is that what it is?
I'm going to go call. Cardone Capital.
It's actually Wednesday.
Yeah, I was gonna say nothing.
Let's get Cardone Capital on the line.
Yeah, put them on.
Yeah, I think we got it.
Yeah,
it's good enough for government work.
Yeah, and how is the under part? It looks like there might be still a little hair under there.
I can't believe it looks this good. I was hoping for
a disaster.
Yeah, I was like, oh man, if this is gonna look good, it's not gonna be great radio. Great video. Oh,
this is the good part right here.
Great video.
You go up with it.
Yeah,
where you go man. Against the grain. Ow! No, I'm just kidding.
You won't shave your eyebrows off. Then you can really get Kathy.
Oh, it's like snow. It's like Snow White.
Looks like
You walk Scarface up without any hair, any facial hair, and no eyebrows, your sister.
Yeah.
You've got the weight
that's
loss.
That's a bet.
And you have the weight loss. She's like, oh,
that's a bet right there. I'm gonna
miss you.
But you could draw.
No, what I'm looking forward to more than anything is this afternoon when my wife gets back from work.
Yeah. Mike, you do look good. You look younger, but you know, you do bring up a valid point. It's not that big of a change, but it is a change to the better.
It is a change, and it's something I kind of prepared for when I
clap. Do they have like a JCPenney's up there? You should go get a family portrait.
I don't think we're going to go crazy.
Olin Mills.
Yeah. With the bookcase background?
Yeah.
But it's just a painting?
I mean, he's ready for the glamour shots.
Yeah, exactly. Ta-da!
You look younger.
Mike, you look fantastic.
You don't look as intimidating, so I can't wait to see how the people respond to you.
That's true.
I have a sad story to tell you.
Now he's cleaning up with the hairies.
Because with the beard, people respond to you differently?
I don't think so.
At least for me.
Oh, yeah, they do.
For me.
Oh, here's the best part. Ready?
Yes.
I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean.
What is this?
Shave every day and you'll
always look keen. That's Benny Bell's hit song. Shaving
is hard
cream.
To do, by
what
the way.
What year?
Like, even with our good friends at Harry's, it's very dry.
Like 1900.
See?
No, it's in the 40s, I think.
In the 40s. Yeah. I'm sorry, the 40s people.
Yeah.
The 40s. Okay.
Rob's right, though. When you go right down to this, then it's...
Yeah, you feel
Feels
good.
A little weird, right?
Yeah. Feel like Jolly. A new man.
You know what's going to feel weird,
back, baby? We're back.
Is when you go out and you feel that brisk, cool Florida breeze on
your
face.
You know what I love is that listeners listening to this right now?
Yeah.
And they're like, man, he just started shaving on air like a madman.
Yeah.
I think it's been in my mind for a while. My kids asked me.
What'd he say?
I told him when I got down 50 pounds, I'd shave it off. And then.
Yeah. Imagine like what he's not going to have to be like, hi, is your grandpa picking you up today?
No, I think he still will.
Wow. You know what's great?
Right about that. I mean, white hair, a white beard makes you look older.
But
right?
What's great, Mike, don't mention it because it is subtle enough.
Yeah.
That I think Carla might just blow by and say...
I think she might, too.
Yeah.
And not mention
She doesn't look at me.
Yeah.
Well, don't look at me. I'm hideous.
Look away. I mean,
this is it, guys. This is...
This is it.
That's
look
beautiful.
At you.
Yeah.
You should feel happy and great. Look at that. Another win for Monjaro.
Yes. Is that what this is? He's such a dick.
Another win for Monjaro. Such a prick. Such a total prick. What a prick.
Now,
another win for the drug.
Mike, get that cloth, save all that hair in a Ziploc bag, and remember, as part of the TMOS No Bummer Summer, you can win Mike O'Hara's beard.
If you're willing to put that in a plastic bag,
it's so thin. It's
damn
like
it, I should have thought ahead.
I thought you got it in the yellow cloth.
I think we're at least 3 years away from some DNA generative AI.
Real little Mike. like an army man.
We'll send him to a lab.
But he can still do voices.
Yes. Okay, there we are.
All right, you're back, baby. You're
beautiful.
Back.
I love it. I love it.
I love doing Stunt Wednesdays.
Stunt Wednesdays.
It's a very strange feeling now. Now with the... Because it's been here for a long time, and it ain't here now.
I like looking at Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
it's meta? Right?
What?
It's like real Mike.
Yeah,
it just made me laugh. I don't know why. Well, I have no idea why that made me laugh. But this was just, I need, when you're going to do something like this, you need motivation to do it because it's a dramatic change, really, any way you slice it.
Sure.
So when you do that, the motivation to do it here and do it on the air and surprise everybody. And
what are the comments? Anybody on the comments?
Let them know because we've had enough hatred today where I think that'd be fun, you know, to get that.
I can look it up.
Merle says she'll be down
for 20
minutes.
I did it without the
monitor
on.
You did it for you.
So I just did it. I did it.
Oh,
by
seriously?
Feel. So, yeah, let me just turn
it
on.
So you did it like the way
let me turn that on.
The way Helen Keller would shave.
Let me see. I'm going to click that right.
No.
Oh!
the social.
That is absolutely the social.
If somebody just sees us on the stream.
I know.
Stream,
they just clicked on.
Like, what is going on?
There we go. All right. Stop. Turn that off.
Mike, God's that sake. Was an excellent reveal.
Thank you very much.
Very dramatic.
I feel lightheaded.
No, you mustn't. Well, your head is actually lighter because the hair is gone.
But there wasn't that much hair to start with.
No, so, but it is a change. It is a change.
Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, it's just been a long time. We'll see. This, the testicle underneath, you know, that I'm not going to get fixed.
No, but you could Pee Wee Herman. Get it fixed. You could tape it back.
I'm not going to tape it back.
No,
I mean just
no.
For
don't tape it back. No, Mike.
Head. I still have a big jelly fat head.
No, you, Mike.
You when you pulled
but
that
it didn't change.
Back.
The beard didn't mask that. So
no. That's what I said earlier. I said most people keep their beards to mask their chins.
It's fun. And if it wasn't fun, I wouldn't have done it. And I knew it would be fun, and I wasn't that worried about it.
Pull your
skin
back again.
Because as my beard, back in the day, what's that?
Pull your skin back again.
No, thank you.
Because it looked like it looked.
He's not a monkey, man.
No, because it looked almost like a younger head had been photoshopped onto your body. It did make a difference.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It does.
Yes. Let's save up.
Yeah.
Time to save up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You might be able to land another Carla.
That's a nice thought.
That's so
always thinking two steps ahead. Is that what they taught you in business school?
That is so horrible.
Shut up!
That is horrible. There it is. I did that little treat today. I didn't expect to do
fun.
That coming in here. I just got motivated, and I just wanted to get it over with and
hey,
do that.
Hey, ladies.
He's married.
That's right.
But
I think this answers the question. If you, without a mirror or any video prompting, shaved your...
No, I didn't do that. I was joking with that. I saw it the whole time. I was just doing that to set up
the... But still...
You did very well.
You did not nick or cut yourself on your face. So I would like to declare Mike is not losing it.
Well, it's also not off-putting. Like, you don't look like a crazy man.
Well, here's the thing. With a dark beard, with my... black, gray, brown, graying, red back in the day. That's a dramatic change because that really covers your face. With a white beard, it's almost translucent, so it's not that big a change.
Back
it really isn't.
The Blackstone Age.
The question is, will I want to continue shaving?
Well, you still had to shave.
I mean, I'm not Letterman where I grow it down to my navel or anything like that, but we'll see. I still had to shave around it every morning.
So I mean, it's not going to really add any time to your prep. I think you should stay with it for a while.
Okay, we'll see. It's just
again, I want it to be funny, but you look good.
Yeah,
thank you. I appreciate that, and I'm really now. I have something to look forward to all day: seeing the family and see if there's any reaction at all. I will tell
and
you
the
honestly,
golf course, Mike.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't. That won't
no,
be.
No, guys
noticed.
Don't notice things.
That will not be noticed. That's like guys that wear watches, expensive watches, and expensive shoes. You really wonder why they do that because they really don't get seen. People don't notice it unless you're in a really, close knit, sitting at a table.
What if the next time you played golf, you got there and you're getting ready, you're on the first tee, and you spin and you say, "Is there something different about me?"
Yeah, and that's why you will never be on a golf course. That's it. That's exactly what
that's the reason.
I bet you'd love it. I bet if you'd ever... didn't Don try to get you out on a golf course one time?
No.
Did I try to get you on a golf
course?
No,
but you gave me some Hogan irons that I still have.
You still have those?
Of course. Why would I ever get rid of them?
Because, you're a hoarder. I get it.
Not a hoarder. Oscar will back me up. Not a hoarder.
Might be in the classic category, Rob. Those might, and they're probably in good shape,
they're
right?
Great shape, yeah.
I'd like them back, please.
No. you cover postage.
That would be fun. So last night, my son participated in his very first football conditioning session. And they had all the kids out there, from the little ones all the way up to the big kids, and they were all on this field, and it was the surface of the sun, and right before everything started. First of all, totally different vibe from any previous Little League experience that I have had. This is, how would I say, this seems to be engagement of a much different level when it comes to the coaches and the number of coaches.
Was he one of the younger participants there?
No. He was 10 and under. And because he'll be 10 in July, and they start playing in August.
Okay.
So, or September. I will say this.
Mute your phone.
That, what's that?
Mute your phone.
It's muted. It just buzzed. Okay. Sorry about that.
What is strange, what was that, your wife saying something about me?
No.
Whose phone is going off? Is it Rob's?
It's silenced, I thought.
You're in the room.
I know. I didn't hear it. It's silenced.
I got a notification 36 minutes ago.
No. Yeah, my phone's not ringing.
No. Mine was ringing. Perhaps it wasn't muted.
It's fine.
All right. Sorry about that.
But last night, it's just the level of engagement and then something along the lines of, we don't care about, we want, it's great if we get Division I players. Speaking of college, obviously, for kids that were showed any kind of talent.
Right.
He said, we've had Division I players come out of this league.
Cool.
But we really want to get his Division I character. And then the head of the league went on to say, so you're going to get reminders of yes, coach, or yes, sir.
Oh, I love that.
No, sir.
Love that.
And I loved it. Mm-hmm. I was looking stoically, but I loved it because it really, to me, is the way it ought to be. You know, these little wonderful children that are out on a football field and they're participating and they're running around and they're exercising and it's outside and it's fantastic. It is hot.
Right.
And then he said, by the way, If you got a problem with your son bullying somebody at school, or they're not they're not showing a level of respect that you expect them to show, let us know. Mm. We'd like your coaches would like to know about this. I came away feeling as though, yeah. And then the other thing I noticed, that in his little team, there were not one, not two, not three, not four, five coaches that were surrounding a regular-sized football team, and I suddenly went, this is a new deal, Wade. This isn't the one or two guys coming back from work and doing, and it was really spectacular. Then the scary thing.
Okay.
And the scary thing that happened was they said that you'll notice in back you, if you look in back you by the concession stand, there is a tub of water. And what they have out there down here in Southwest Florida, where yesterday was 96 degrees when I came home yesterday, it was 96 with seriously massive humidity. And they have a cool tank for kids. If kids get overheated and they monitor it, he was explaining how they monitor it very carefully and they will dunk him in the tank.
Mm.
Wow.
And against their wishes sometimes, but they'll put him in the tank. So they take that seriously, but it also scared the crap out of him. That he's out there running around and he'll be in pads in August in Southwest Florida. And we'll just monitor him. But he had a blast. And he did the little ladder drill where he was out going back mm-hmm. and forth and mm-hmm. back and forth. And it was very, very super cool to watch him do this. And I came away, Carla thought that he came home being more respectful to her last night. So there you go. That's my first foray into the world.
What's so great about that is you have said all along you have no illusions that he's going to end up in the NFL. He's doing this for fun.
Yeah.
And so really, if he's just doing it for fun, if there's no takeaway, it's kind of a wash. But if he is a takeaway of that Division I attitude and respect
and
understanding.
Happens. I mean, it's just fun.
That's great.
It's discipline, dedication, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And parents' dedication. Yeah. We are not. By the way, a parent has to be there for the practice. This is no warehouse your kids and drop off. You're there. Was it boring? Yes. Was he far away from me? Yes. Did I find a shady spot under the little awning like a lot of parents? Yeah. Yes. But you got to be there. One
Did
parent
you,
has
at
to
any
be
point,
there the whole time.
I know. How long was it? Like an hour?
Hour and a half.
Did you at any
Six
point?
6 to 7:30 last night.
Any point did you get into the ice tank?
Just my right leg.
Can parents get in there?
By the way, I just put my right leg in there. Yeah. I just put my right leg, and people were looking at me oddly, but they put my right leg in, and then I just went.
Can I get my dogs in there?
It was interesting. It was different. I'd never experienced it before. I had two daughters before, and I've never done the Little League football thing in my life.
Do you remember the first time you felt some sort of discipline in sports as a younger man? You?
Probably football.
Yeah.
Probably football. Little League, no. Football, yes. Little League, running around like a chicken with your head cut off. Football, it's just, it has to be organized. It has to be. It's the nature of the sport that it has to be organized by the coaches. And these guys were no nonsense. And the head of the league was no nonsense. Big guy, kind of a tough guy. And but responsible, and said some things. He said, this isn't the 70s and 80s where we'd run them till they drop. We don't do this. We monitor their health. It's very important to us to make sure that they are okay. And we do not want a kid taking an ambulance ride to the ER because he's overheated. And so that was concern. And then, you know, there are little guys running around, and they would practice, water break. And then they did the very first thing they did was all ages. And I don't know what the Pop Warner age range is, but there were some big boys there.
Yeah.
And they did a lap around the entire field, and they came back. And then they did a few other drills. They got talked to, a lot of communicating, communicating before the activities were done. And then they divided them into the age groups, which I think were all the individual teams. And that's where there was a lot of talk. And I didn't hear what it was. I just asked Michael about it. And then they did the ladder drill, which my son has never done a ladder drill in his life. You know, where you have the little, you dance up and down with your feet. And there were some kids that were probably going to their second or third year of this that were like, beady, 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 beady.
Oh,
and then my son was just like, you know, hello, I'm trying to.
Now, when you get to him and ask him what they talked about when you couldn't hear it, and see if they mentioned the phrase anti-vaxxer.
Rob.
There's a little of that.
Yeah, I thought
I'd be lying if I didn't say there's a little of that. It's a different little league.
Yeah.
It's a different type of parent. It's
you didn't wear your riding with Biden.
didn't wear my riding with Biden hat. You know, didn't have that. But I did wear my pink shirt that I wore on yesterday's show.
Good.
It said Ken.
Did not say Nike. Ken
for Ken and Barbie.
No, it didn't
said
say
Nike.
That.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, we got to take a break.
Yeah, we should.
So it was good. Positive experience last night, and I'm naked without hair. So we will take a break, and we will come back with a little news.
I can't wait for Carla to come home and not notice it.
She might be watching during a break in her
she
stuff
loves it.
Today, but I have no idea. We'll return. no beard. Stabuco. We'll be right back.
Whether you're listening to true crime, politics, comedy, or sport, hit pause for a second. Actually, make it 30. Because with We Buy Any Car, you can get a quote in just 30 seconds. Then drive around 13 minutes to your local branch and get the cash sent to your bank. Now that's worth pausing for. To find out how much your car is worth in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Trying to do something. Bear with me. Okay. Hold on. I got it.
All right, you got it?
Yeah. This is where the guy says I'm losing it.
No. Not at all. This is where we say, after the movie's over,
it
there are
took
trash cans.
Forever to find the copy. Do you remember I was talking about my hair thinning?
Yes.
Why go to Turkey when I can work with Nutrafol?
Yeah, Nutrafol brings Turkey to you.
Yes. I don't need a hair transplant.
No.
All I need is this wonderful conditioner and shampoo.
That's right. That's delivered right to your door.
To work with my thinning hair.
It will absolutely.
I think it's marvelous. And I think that you should continue to do that.
Yes.
And I'm excited to see your journey on Nutrafol that you participate in. And as I said, they've been on the show before. We'd love to welcome them back. We're thrilled to have Nutrafol back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Did you know that 80% of men will experience hair thinning in their lifetime?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be your fate. Take control of your hair health with Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement. Nutrafol is clinically shown to improve hair growth, visible thickness, and visible scalp coverage.
Visit Nutrafol.com/men and take their hair health wellness quiz. And Nutrafol will provide you with a personalized plan for better hair health through whole body wellness. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men. That's Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code TMOS. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code TMOS. And welcome back, Nutrafol.
Yes.
Woo! From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and we start today with Johnny Depp. Remember that lawsuit happened in Fairfax County,
baby.
Virginia, which
yeah.
is pretty Fairfax. Interesting.
Remember, Pony and went to every day of it.
That was so fun.
Yes.
You loved it. You loved it real good. And you were there, and you tried.
You were on Amber's side, though.
Yeah, yes, yeah. I was.
Team Amber.
Yeah, you were an Amber Bamber.
That's funny.
Johnny Depp was finally paid his $1 million settlement from Amber Heard from last year's defamation trial, and he already knows what he's going to do with it. Johnny is splitting up evenly between five charities, splitting the $1 million up. So each organization will receive $200,000. The donations will go to Make a Film Foundation, The Painted Turtle, Red Feather, Tetiaro Society, Tetiaroa Society, whatever that is.
I have
is.
No idea.
And Amazonia Fund Alliance. He's worked with Make a Film before, which grants film wishes to kids to create short film legacies with actors, writers, and directors. The Painted Turtle is a camp for kids with serious medical conditions. And Tetiaroa Society is a conservation nonprofit in French Polynesia. They were started by Paul Newman and Marlon Brando, respectively.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's neat.
Then Red Feather and Amazonia are organizations that help indigenous communities in North and South America keep their culture and heritage intact. So Johnny is helping charities with the money.
And meanwhile, his daughter is still an idol. And have you seen episode 2 of Idol yet?
This is the deal.
Yes.
I can't look, I do a lot of things in my house, but I'm not ballsy enough to say, let's watch Idol.
You can't watch it when your wife's around, right?
Well,
I'm in the same situation.
I can't prompt it after we watch the first episode together.
Is it that naughty?
First episode was pretty
did
naughty.
Did you watch it with Carrie?
Yes, I did.
What was that like?
Not great.
Right?
Yeah, she put her phone down, I will say that.
Is the show compelling
the show
outside
is
of the sexual content?
Compelling, but it is distracting because of the and again, I'm no prude.
Right.
I'm down, whatever. I'm woke. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
But there are times where you're like, is this HBO?
Yeah.
Or is this Max?
Yeah. There are portions of the storytelling that are very good.
Yeah.
And I love how they've
like
set
the record
the
execs,
yeah,
the Live
yeah,
Nation,
yeah, yeah. Yeah,
and all
exactly.
that stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
The rehearsals.
Yeah. But when you, there are times where, like, don't look at the screen too hard. You yeah. will get in trouble.
For one thing, I didn't think they were going to show it. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
Do they show Vagin?
Oh, they show a lot of stuff, Mike.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But the whole shmia?
Yeah.
Such a perv. At your age, Mike. Vanna White tweeted a message to Pat Sajak on his retirement. Show it all. No.
That was the tweet.
Yeah. No, she tweeted, when we started at Wheel of Fortune, who could have imagined we'd still be at it 41 seasons later? About as compelling as you would think a Vanna White tweet would be.
Very sensational.
I couldn't be happier to have shared the stage with you for all these years. With one more to come. Cheers to you, Pat Sajak. Even though Pat still has a year to go, the horse race is already on to replace him. Yesterday on The View, Whoopi Goldberg said, I want that job. Nope, Whoopi, you've got your gig.
Yeah.
You've got your gig. I think it'd be a lot of fun. But guess who's already on top of the list? It shouldn't be a surprise.
Who?
Ryan Seacrest.
Well, of course.
Oh, that would be a cherry gig for him.
So-called
and it's an ABC property, yeah. Of course, yes.
A so-called source says, quote, Ryan has been talking to the producers.
But I think Ryan is too hip for it.
No,
but I mean, in my way, he's well, like a music
try,
guy.
They're going to try to hip it up. Mike, this is
but
their
then again, he did live with
the
you
longevity
know.
Of that gig.
Yeah,
Ryan will do that into his 80s.
This is true, and he always thinks in terms of down the road.
Yeah,
Ryan has been talking to producers. Some sources say he's the front runner. Others say he's just one of many interested. What I hope Sony Pictures does with this is not dick around
and
just get to it and name a successor.
The choice is clear. Put that Jeopardy producer in there.
What was that guy? Do we even remember that guy's name?
No, I don't. But he took the job right away.
I don't remember that name. Wow. Well, Father's Day right around the corner. Chris Pratt thinks all dads have done this at one point or another. Of course, he's hyping his Amazon series, The Terminal List, which is about a dad who seeks revenge after his family is killed. So it didn't exactly come up organically. But he says, quote, whenever you're put in a position or even imagine a position where those kids are in danger, your mind goes to wild places. I think that's why those storylines resonate so strongly with fathers. He adds, quote, your partner sees you staring off into the distance and says, honey, what are you thinking about? And you say, oh, nothing. Well, what you're really thinking is, where's the duct tape and how deep is the trunk? I've done it. I've done it a lot.
Well, of
I've
course.
Done it. I think about that where I think of my young son and my advanced age. And if anything happened to him, I wouldn't really be all that concerned with personal ramifications, which would allow me to, you know, to participate in a revenge type situation that I would probably participate in.
I think that's valid.
Your therapist about that.
But don't
think
also
so, really. If somebody hurt my kid, I'd took my kid away, I'd kill him.
You just worked your way through a zero sum game where like, I've had a good run.
So I go to the joint. C'est la vie.
You better grow your beard back.
Live out my days in prison so I can hurt somebody that's killed my family. Amen.
You're so different without a beard. You wouldn't have said this yesterday.
All right, you have tapped in. You are so jealous of me shaving my beard.
Yeah, you jelly belly.
Some critics have called The Terminal List an unhinged revenge fantasy.
They're selling it to you.
This will speak to the therapist. When I hear unhinged revenge fantasy, you know what I think about? I think, how soon can I get to my television? I mean that with all of my heart. I mean it. Equalizer 3, 4, whatever one's coming out now.
Yes, 3.
Oh,
three, right?
Please. I can't wait. I won't. I am so into The Equalizer and my love of Denzel in that franchise. I will not watch a trailer for it.
No spoilers at all.
So Chris isn't shying away from it. He says, quote, that's exactly what it is in a way. An unhinged revenge fantasy. That's fantastic.
And they're tying it into Father's Day.
So is it out yet? Is that movie out?
No,
yet?
I have no idea. I was just in the theater, Mike, and I did not even see a trailer for it, so I'm not sure.
Okay. Right. Hey, sorry about our friends in Vegas who we haven't mentioned. The Vegas Golden Knights, in just their 6th NHL season, defeated the Florida Panthers 9-3. Sorry, Panther fans.
Yes.
I think your goalie was in an absolute mind F last night. I have never seen worse goaltending in my life. It was horrible. I mean, this goalie, you can't give up rebounds like that, dude. You can't do that. It was very sad for the Panther fans.
Do you want to hear the final call of the game?
Sure, we have it, absolutely.
Okay, this is the Knights and Panthers.
20 seconds remaining. The Golden Knights start to celebrate on their bench. The silver trophy to the Golden Knights.
There we go.
Hockey's good for them. Congrats. The
great week for Florida sports.
Mike, Equalizer 3, 8:31.
8:31 it comes out?
Yes, sir.
Almost a Labor Day release.
Yes.
That's too long to wait. Vegas captain Mark Stone had a goal in each period to lead the Golden Knights, who joined the NHL before the 2017-2018 seasons and then lost that season to the Capitals in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
The 31-year-old Stone becomes the first player since 1922 to net a hat trick in a Stanley Cup clinching victory, according to the NHL.
Do you remember that game in 22?
Yeah, that 1922.
Yes,
it was cold.
I thought so.
Why am I doing Buzz?
Chilly Willy.
I swear to God. Data from a I'm noticing less respect for him since I shaved the beard off. I think I might have to grow it back and dye it purple.
You guys, this is the weirdest thing that's and this is the truth, and I didn't want to say this. For some time, and since I started working with you guys 14 years ago, we've been asking to do publicity photos. And we actually almost did them once.
Right.
And it was always Rob was skinny or Mike was fat. Or Mike was fat and Rob was skinny. So there was never a good time to do them.
Mm-hmm.
And now, for the first time ever, with the miracle of modern medicine, Rob was saved and got skinny. And now Mike, with the miracle of modern medicine, is now skinny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting skinnier.
Thanks for the qualifier. Thanks for the qualifier.
What did he say
Shut
earlier?
Up!
What did he say earlier? Another success story for Manjaro.
Yeah. That's what he said. It's exactly now, what he said, Rob.
I just realized we could have a team picture.
Sure.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Listen, I'm not sure where I stand with this right now. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but you could turn that in a week if you decide to grow it back.
I'm not like you. I'm not nearly as hairy as you, so it takes me a longer time.
Okay, well you could do it in 2 weeks then.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
We'll see.
All right.
We'll see. Yeah, I understand. I understand that you want the PR photo, but
yeah, nice glossy.
I have to kind of wait, you know. It's just it
what are we gonna give me a weight, like 40 more pounds?
No, weight doesn't have anything to do with it, whether I like the beard on or off.
Oh,
I
okay.
keep it off.
No, fair yeah. enough.
Data from a recent survey from parents and Very Well Mind Paints. Read properly.
Mike's losing it.
No, he's not.
Data from a recent survey from parents and Very Well Mind. I guess that's a magazine
a site,
or something.
Maybe, yeah.
It paints a concerning picture of the state of dad's mental health today. The Dads and Mental Health Study comprised 1,600 American fathers who were interviewed over a 2-week period this spring. Overall findings indicate that many dads are hurting and need more support. And when it comes to mental health, many fathers are struggling. Of those surveyed, 2 in 3 dads said they have been at least moderately stressed in the last 30 days. And 43% of dads say at least half their stress is related to childcare.
Hmm.
Interesting. With 62% saying that pressure to provide for their families is a major stressor. The mental load that comes with parenting is taking a big toll on all of us. But dads say its impact on them is being overlooked. I think as we get to Father's Day, and perhaps tomorrow we could do a whole segment on it. Let's
okay.
just get it out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Where the feeling of dads being a little invisible.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not a dad. I don't know.
No.
I know. But
and
you
remain visible. You remain visible.
And your father was invisible when he'd leave for South America every year. And now a little
solid point.
Hurtful.
In Philadelphia, a cannon was stolen from historic Fort Mifflin sometime in early June. And now police are investigating. The 300-pound replica signal cannon was taken from its spot on the wall surrounding the fort in South Philly. The working replica was about 4 feet long, 300 pounds, and sat on a box on top of a 14-foot-tall wall. So stealing it was no easy feat.
Right.
It had to be removed from this box and then removed down from the top of the wall, said the spokesperson for the fort. Then it would have to be moved across the parade ground and loaded into a truck. Police have interviewed the number one suspect who denies stealing the cannon, even though he told authorities that,
I wouldn't mind having it in my bedroom.
Oh, Charlie.
There you go. I carried it all the way across the parade ground.
4 feet, Charlie.
Thank you, Rob.
It's very big.
Appreciate that. I feel a cool breeze. We'll be right back.
This portion of our program brought to you by Legacy Box. Get to know Legacy Box. Get to know me.
Thank you.
The ultimate solution for preserving your precious memories. Don't let your box of old home movies deteriorate in a hot, damp, musty box this summer. With Legacy Box's Save Your Tape sale, you can easily access and protect those memories forever
for only $9 per tape. It's like magic. Simply send in your legacy box filled with VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. Their professional team will digitize everything and return it to you on a thumb drive or in the cloud, along with your original items. Experience the amazing feeling of bringing your past into the present and preserving it for the future. We've all used it and we all love it because you can't put a price on memories. Don't let this summer's heat age your videotapes, film reels, and fade your photos. Fade your photos. Visit legacybox.com/TMOS to shop their neon dollar tape sale. Neon, N-I-O-N-E, $9 tape sale.
$9.
That's legacybox.com/TMOS to unlock this incredible offer. It's your destiny.
Mwahaha.
Mwahaha. TikTok. Who wanted to talk about TikTok?
Me.
Oh, internet. Okay.
Bitcoin.
Internet. Bitcoin. Thank you.
Guys.
All right.
Yep. I'm not going to play it, but I just want to get your perspective on this. Imagine going up to the United kiosk on a flight. You've got your two kids with you. One happens to be 2 years old, and then one happens to be an infant.
Okay.
Your wife and you. You get one upgrade to first class.
Okay, for a family of four.
As the father, because I'm first class Santana now. The father,
sorry for the lawnmower in the background.
Says, the mom and dad decide that the father gets the first class seat because he had a big presentation he wanted to finish up and they're just coming off a vacation. So he had to do some work.
Mm-hmm.
So this young lady on TikTok gets on about her first class experience and she says that she sat next to this gentleman and the gentleman said hello because in first class you can't be rude.
No, you'd be social,
right?
You say hello.
No big deal.
Right.
And roughly 20 minutes into the flight, a woman appears and says to the gentleman next to her and says, "Here's your baby." And plops the little baby into the gentleman's hands, the father. And then the father looks up, looks at the young woman who's doing this TikTok saying that she goes, "Oh, you must be his wife." Like the father mentioned the wife, like saying, she goes, "Yeah, he was supposed to be up here working, but I've seen him chit-chatting with you for the last 20 minutes, so I guess he's free to watch one of our kids."
That's fantastic. How viral did this go?
It's viral.
Yeah.
And but she drags out the story. That's the gist of the story. I actually had a visceral reaction here because I sat there and I said, okay, a flight's probably roughly 4 hours.
Likely,
you know, they're flying from across the country, maybe even five.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I don't know if I would be in a different headspace if I were that dude. I'd say hello for a little while and then I'd get to work. I wouldn't just pop open my laptop and start working. What would you do?
I would probably be social.
Yes.
100%.
So how long do you figure the guy was chatting with the lady before?
She said if it was 20 minutes, it was 20 minutes, maybe. Probably 15 by the time it took off.
So he's talking to her the whole time then.
That's not the whole time.
But if that includes the takeoff.
But I mean, he's talking to her from the time she sits down and observes him.
She said she engaged the conversation with him. She said, "Oh, where are you flying to?"
And you know, Mike, I think you and I are on the same page. The best way to spend time on a flight
is talking.
That's the way to do it.
It's the most rapid way to make a flight go quickly. If you get into an engaging, you've done it, Oscar.
Yeah, she says. Look, and he mentioned his wife right away. He said, "My wife and my two kids are in the back. I'm going to work on this report here." Like he signaled that he was about to do a bunch of work. So he was about to just shut down the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
He should be in the back of the plane, though.
See, I don't know.
Because, I mean, you should travel with your family. I think it's an a-hole move to sit in first class.
Gave them one upgrade.
I would be really hard-pressed in that situation.
Oh, okay, if they gave them the upgrade, then it's a different story.
They had to choose who was, and they both, as a couple, chose, "Hey, you got to get that report
I would
done.
Ask them seriously. So she's got two kids, right?
Yeah, right.
They've got two kids.
Yes.
I would say shift work. Would you not?
I mean, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, that's good.
Where you say, "Hey, I'll take the second half of the flight," you know, and you come back with the kids.
You know, what would have solved it is put the infant in first class.
Put the smallest child
exactly.
All flight the attendants warm tend milk to. They can have. Mike, there was a part of me that said, "Are you not gonna talk to somebody? Like, we're all humans."
Yeah, especially if the lady engaged him.
Yes, and right. Then she also said that he kept on mentioning his kids, kept on mentioning.
And he's probably happy and excited
yeah.
that he's up in the front of the plane. You just experienced it. You know, it's great.
Yeah.
Well, it's not as great as it used to be. And by the way, it was never great on a 757. I have to say that.
Well, I don't know the
difference.
Never
great on that plane. 757s are sardine cans.
Is that a 3-3?
That was a 2-2 in first class.
Okay, but 3-3 in the back.
But the 2-2 was tight, and yeah. It was just, I never let, it wasn't that it was tight, it was wide enough, it was just back to back to back. The chairs were close to each other.
I see.
I didn't feel that.
The seats.
It felt like.
Were you on a 757?
I don't know. I just,
this first. I don't think they even
I wasn't expecting first class, and I sat down, I said, this is amazing.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
But I would have chatted. And then
I love to chat on an airplane.
Shannon would have popped up like a gargoyle.
If
one of our kids, God willing, a little Asian baby that we adopted. And she said, take him or take her. And I'd be like, can I get 15 minutes to be a human? 15 minutes.
You wouldn't have done that. You would have been put in a difficult position. How does the guy react in the video?
She said that the guy immediately.
Oh, she just tells the story. You don't see
the
guy.
No, you don't
in the
see
video?
The guy.
Oh, okay.
She says, right. And look, she's a smoke show, so there's a jealousy factor. I know. I get that. What are you going to do? She said the guy right away said, hi, like introduced the lady, and then the lady said, you must be his wife. She was like, he was talking about his wife the whole time to this lady.
Mm.
And she went into like,
hello.
So it wasn't the.
Very nice to meet you. I'm Stormy Vulva.
But it wasn't the delicate dance of seduction.
No.
Because he shut it down.
Yeah,
from
he was
the front.
Talking about right. his entire family. And then.
However, it should be pointed out for all the men in the audience, okay? Is it not one of the great unrealized fantasies of men everywhere? You're on a plane, you're traveling, you bump into somebody who happens to be sitting next to you, and one thing leads to another. Of course it is.
I think you're being. I think it goes both ways. Look, Shannon,
probably for a woman as well.
Is look, she's more attractive than me. She's a smoke show. I get it. I can tell when guys are hitting on her. I went to. This is what's great.
It happened to Carla at the hockey game the other night.
Wait, Mike, this is when I know where I stand in the pecking order of who I need to meet. We went to we have a financial services firm, a third party, that invited us to speak in front of 70 of their employees they brought in from around the country.
Okay.
So I'm in front of that entire room letting them know that this is a family business, and when they're working for with Podville Media, they're working for change, and we have wonderful clients that are.
You didn't think about changing things. You talked about they're actually working for Diamond Quarter.
No, for the right change.
You can pay us in 10,000 pennies.
We're working for not just civilrights.org, but the Lincoln Project. You're actually,
right,
this is quality work, right?
And the Michael Mara Show.
It makes sense. Yeah, and yes. The Michael Mara Show. And
thank you.
Thank
and
you.
And I'm sitting there.
I don't know anything about that.
Afterwards. I'm over here now. Afterwards, and
I'm over here now.
I thought standing ovation for the speech and what the financial
you got a standing firm,
yes, standing O, because I gave him the trajectory of what Charlie and I have worked on and what we put into the business,
right,
and
cool.
I want them to help. And every
that's pretty damn
yeah, it's pretty good, right?
Yeah, they might have been stretching.
And no less than 7 dudes came in and said, oh, I thought Shannon was coming today.
Oh.
And I said, dude.
7 of these financial people?
Yeah, these guys. And I said, I get it. She's a smoke show. But like, let's not be so obvious about your, you know, steamed upness.
You've always
for
been
my
a little
wife.
Frustrated when people show interest.
Well, yeah. I don't mind. I want them to know, but I said.
No, I like it too.
Of course.
I feel your pain. I know what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
But Carla got it.
Yeah.
At the age of now north of 40, got it from one of these 20-somethings. on the ice.
Oh, you must be entirely
from
flattered
the Idaho
by that.
Steelheads. And one guy was like, you know, I'm sitting there. And we were in row two. We were down close because I got a great deal on the ticket. Face value, fantastic. And we were down in the second row. And I'm looking out on these guys taking warm-ups. And I want to go, take a picture. It'll last longer.
Maybe they thought she was an ice bunny.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
And
it's
he
a
was
difficult
a steelhead,
yes. I think it's more or less that she was bitter. She was salty that she had to sit back and in coach while he's up there anyway. And, you know.
I know what would have changed it. It would have changed it is if when the lady came up with the baby and said, here's your baby. And if the lady that made the TikTok said, this must be your wife. She's alive.
You know, look, it's a boneheaded move. And I thought about this because I was like, if this ever happens to me, this is what I do. If a dude sits next to me, no problem. If it's a woman that's fairly attractive, just say, look, I'm splitting this time with my wife. I'm going to head back there just to avoid. Because what you don't know is the perspective from the person in coach that's staring at you. Staring at essentially having a conversation, staring at the other woman, and she's got two babies with her, essentially.
It's, you know what?
I felt for him.
I get it.
Yeah, but also, she would have to have a pretty incredible neck to be able to see exactly how long he was chatting.
All I know, back in the transition, I had a ticket and I added Carla to the itinerary. Mm-hmm. And we had that tip, but it was because it was pre-done. And she said, no, you stay up there. I said, come on, you've never. She said, no. And she insisted on it. And then we're getting off the plane, and I happen to have a lady next to me.
Wait a second. You let her ride in coach?
Yes.
Yeah. Because she insisted.
Mike.
And I think her name, I think her name was, I forgot the name. But the name doesn't matter. But I wait for Carla. Mm-hmm. And Carla was like in the second or third row behind the barrier. Yeah. She's there. I went back and I chatted with her and then introduced her to the lady. And she looked at Carla and she said,
Mike is very, very, very attractive.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And that that went well. Perfect.
Funny.
I'm still getting used to this. Oh my God.
Guys, what did I do? They know everything.
They do.
Yeah, they do. They do. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to tell you what I want. I'm not going to be able to get it, but I'm going to tell you what I want. For real. When we come back. This portion of our program brought to you by Harry's.
Harry's.
Whether your shaving ritual. Hold on, I got all my stuff.
Yeah, it's there. You got and that was the new handle, wasn't it?
Yeah, here it is.
I love the handle.
No, that's the older handle.
Oh, it is? Okay, forgive
me. This is one of my backup razors that I keep around just for fun. But I love Harry's. I love everything about Harry's. Mm-hmm. I've told you that for years. Got all their stuff. By the way, I dry shaved with a razor that I've had for months.
Yep.
On this very program, and it wasn't painful. Whether your shaving ritual is minimal or elevated, level up your game with Harry's sleekest razor yet, the Craft Handle. Experience the latest and greatest in the Harry's razor lineup delivered straight to your door for just $10 by visiting harrys.com/TMOS. It includes a Craft Handle, 5-blade German-engineered razor cartridge, shaving gel, and travel cover. Plus, you can schedule replacement blade delivery whenever you need them. With refills as low as $2. Plus, you can step up your routine with dozens of affordable items to choose from. Shaving creams, post-shave balm, body washes, hydrating lotions, more. I love all the things and things. All of them. Elevate your shave with the latest and greatest in Harry's razor handle lineup today. Get your $17 Craft Handle starter set for just $10 at harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS. All right, here it is.
Mike, sorry.
What I really want.
Yes.
Like scared me with that. This is interesting to me because I bought Carla a car. You guys saw the wonderful used car
correct.
And ever since I've
got to drive it, it was beautiful.
Which is a very nice car. She leased the car. I am not sure when the lease is up, but I'm going to tell you something. Because of transporting my son and going to Happy Valley and being out and about. I'm on the road now more than I ever have been since I've lived down here in West South Florida. I am telling you that. It's constant. And I also, almost exclusively now, more often than I look at regular content online streaming shows, I surf YouTube videos almost all the time. And I have become a little obsessed with a type of video, which is certain automobiles on the Autobahn. And I'm talking about the kind of cars that I would, you know, that I could never afford ever on my best day, and just watching the speed. And I wrote this down, what I want, speed. I don't think I have, gentlemen, many more chances where buying a car that goes fast and has a nice engine, a big, powerful engine, is something that I could do. And I don't know, A, if I can even afford it, or B, if I can't afford it, if it's something I should do, if it's responsible. But I am telling you, it's like every single day I find myself drifting to car gurus to look at the used cars and just something that would be one last hurrah, not necessarily a sports car, but a faster car.
Now, would you say the last fast car you owned was the Dodge?
Yeah,
the Dodge
fast?
Was the last real fast car.
And you
I
didn't
had.
Like it.
It's not that
Dodge
I didn't like it.
Charger.
It really wasn't practical for us.
You were putting a lot of miles. You were putting a lot of miles on it at that time.
Any car that is a two door in, and the cars I'm looking at are two doors because they're just a. By the way, if you want the fast SUV, it's a fortune. Stupid money.
Yeah.
For that, you know. But
like a crossover with a big engine?
No, I'm thinking I want a two door coupe.
Coupe.
Oh, do you?
What?
I mean,
it would be.
I mean, it's me. I'm in it a lot. I'm in it. Well,
it's you. I know it's you.
Is Michael allowed to sit? I forget the age restrictions and the way. Is he allowed
he
to sit in the front
get
seat?
Away with sitting up front.
Okay. But he, as a rule, he's a backseat.
Going 95 miles an hour on a 45 mile
exactly.
an hour.
Exactly.
Look, you're going to do what you want. We're going to tell him no. He's just going to come out with a Porsche Panamera.
No, not going to. I can't afford. Well,
Porsche Panamera.
Those are like.
Porsche.
Panamera.
Those have the most. Don't
you
they
can
have
get
one
a
of the
used
greatest
one.
Depreciation.
Yeah, you can
the,
get a used one for
cars.
30K.
Yeah, but I
easy.
Don't know.
A little dinged old. Up.
No.
Radio
guys,
doesn't work.
I don't think
but.
You understand. I've only purchased one new car in my life, and I will never do that again because. Used,
is that the Audi
used
you're talking
is
about?
Good enough. Yeah, used is good enough.
I thought
enough.
The Audi was used.
No, the Mercedes was new. The Audi was used.
Okay. I will never buy a new car.
Like I'm
can't
talking,
do it. I
I'm
won't
talking
do it.
5 years old.
I can't do it.
I want the styling. Like, do
and
you
I
look,
want something of a level where I want to do it. But I mean, look, I love cars.
You
I
yeah,
love
you do.
Cars.
You really do.
So this is what you have to look out for. First, you want a clean title. You want a clean Carfax. You want
preferably one owner.
You don't want any gaps. You don't want it in any flood zones. God forbid.
Right.
Yeah, and there's a lot of that down
lot
here.
Of that.
A lot of hanky-dumb. A
lot of that.
A lot of paint jobs put on these cars.
That yellow
like,
car that you were going to buy.
Oh, remember that Mercedes G-Wagon that I was going to purchase? That the
oh
guy,
my God,
I paid the guy
we fended you off for that one.
$170 to tell me that the bunch of flim-flam men from Armenia were about to take my money.
Yep. What were they selling you that for?
That was $25,000 when it's too good to be true.
and it had clearly been submerged.
It was on eBay.
It's like over $100,000.
It was on eBay.
Yes.
And eBay, by the way, is the zone where you get burned on that type of thing.
Have you thought of...
I want, of all the things that I... And there are a lot of things I like.
Can
and
you
there are a lot of things I want. But speed, having something... I'm on these highways and... Carla's little four-cylinder engine,
yes.
unfortunately, has this every now and then, this little bit of hesitation.
Sure, yeah.
When I want to get around somebody and then I see the pickup truck on my right that's caught me and now I'm stuck behind this octogenarian. I'm not going to get to my destination. That's why I want something that's going to go zip, 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 zip. Not that I'm going to speed at regular intervals. I'm not.
You like to have the power. You like to have the power.
Quickness. I like a quick little car. That's what I
had V8 engines for a long time, and I miss it. But you know what? It's
powerful.
They are powerful, and they
now they're six. Now they're six-cylinder engines.
Can you please think about? Because I know it's a joke, but you and cars is not a forever thing. Would you ever think about subscribing to these vehicles?
Like a program?
The new business model for car purchasing?
It's not car purchasing. This is for people like you that will pay a premium where you can subscribe to the car or the brand, like a Volvo or Porsche has an opportunity for this.
Mm-hmm.
Or Porsche allows you to subscribe to their vehicles and you can switch out the cars monthly. So you'll go from a Panamera to, you pay a little more if you want to go to a 911, but if you want to change your cars, you pay a higher premium monthly.
I bet it's ridiculously expensive.
But you never gain anything closer to ownership.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a deep depreciating asset regardless.
But that's like leasing too, Rob. So it's like we lease right now.
Yeah, I suppose,
Even if you did it for a month, you could
just to get it out of my system.
You couldn't just get, you would be able to drive the car and decide if that's the car you want.
Okay, I'll look it up.
It's like a long-term test drive that you pay for.
That's not bad if it's reasonable. Is it reasonable?
Well, it depends. Like how you're putting down $5,000 for any new car as a like down payment, $3,000 to $5,000.
I'm not sure I like where this is going.
If there's no money down, that money that you put down on a new vehicle or even a used vehicle as a down payment, that's gone. You got to sell the car to get that back.
Right.
So for someone like you that's indecisive and just wants to figure out what they want, this might be the money you might lose on making a decision would actually be, I think, gained because he doesn't have to lose like the time value of money.
Isn't he a great salesman?
He is, but you know what? If you were to take a step back, I think he's talking in circles. I don't think this fits you, Mike.
He's got me. I'm going to leave the show and look up subscription cars.
Yes.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah,
you know what you're going to get?
Through the dealerships.
You're going to get a Sportage. That's what they're going to send you.
A Sportage. Give it the classy name. We have to take a break. When we come back, we're gonna side flip.
Yes.
With Rob Spiewak. Right now, somewhere in Southwest Florida, Carla O'Mara is washing face. No, she's not. She's giving facials. Father's Day is fast approaching, and it's time to surprise your pop with one of Mike's signature beauty packages.
Mm.
From Dermglow. Your time is running out, moron. So get ready to make him smile with either the big or little package, both on sale. Ladies, we haven't forgotten about you as well. Carla's beauty bundle is also on sale, so it's a chance to indulge with Dermglow.
Yeah.
You can expect fast shipping and worldwide delivery. They even offer Afterpay for your convenience. Discover the power of virtual skin consultations to enhance your loveliness. Don't miss out on these amazing deals. Visit DermGlowSkin.com today and shop for incredible offers that will brighten anyone's day, including yours. DermGlow Skin, the ultimate facial boutique featuring facials and products by the pampering esthetician. Reach out today and tell him that Wayne Rogers from TV's MASH sent you.
I love Wayne Rogers.
Rob. Mike,
I know.
Just another quick tip.
Yes.
This is terrible financial advice. But the Lucid Air announced about a month ago. I saw this on CNBC. I was shocked that it was so low. Under 1% financing for the Lucid Air electric car. 72 months. You might not even make it till the end.
Yeah, buy a fruitcake. Hello. Okay, that's all.
Please.
The flip side.
Buy a fruitcake.
Yeah, contact Pony for reasonable financing offers. Yes. If we can make it happen.
Amen.
I'm going to hold off until tomorrow to play you this thing about Paul McCartney and the Beatles and the AA song, the AI song
man.
That was trending yesterday.
Come on.
No, come on, Rob. Come on, a Beatles.
Just play it for us.
All right.
How dare you?
So Paul did an interview on the BBC, and they asked him about AI and whether or not he's heard some of the recreations of, like, John singing his songs and stuff like that.
Yes.
And he revealed that there is going to be one more Beatles song.
And we were able to use that kind of thing when Peter Jackson did the film Get Back, where it was us making the Let It Be album. And he was able to extricate John's voice from a ropey little bit of cassette where it had John's voice and a piano. They tell the machine, that's the voice, cool. This is a guitar, lose the guitar. And he did that. So it has great uses. So when we came to make what will be the last Beatles record, it was a demo that John had that we worked on, and we just finished it up. It'll be released this year. We were able to take John's voice and get it pure through this AI.
That's
so that then
exciting
we could
to
mix
me.
The record.
That
as
makes
you
me
would
emotional
do.
Just hearing about it. Isn't that neat? Perfectly honest with
it's very
does.
Neat.
So Paul sounds
horrible.
Like, is he okay?
I think it was allergies.
But no, it really to me.
No, Paul is 1,000 years old. He doesn't sound like you two.
I'm saying, Rob, this is the one that gives you a hard time about the Beatles all the time. I am emotional hearing about it. If I hear John Lennon and it's a good enough song.
Well, here's
I
the
hope
deal.
It's a good song.
Well,
I have
the demo.
It's a ballad.
I have the demo. I have the demo. This was on a cassette that was labeled for Paul.
Mm-hmm. You didn't have the AI remastered one.
I have the demo. That when John was shot, Yoko gave it to Paul. Also on this cassette were the songs Real Love and Free as a Bird that they were able to work with Jeff Lynne in the mid-90s to make singles. They said at the time, particularly George, said this one we can't save. But this is the demo right now.
I know it's true. It's all because of you.
I am. All right, that's enough. I don't want. It's like a trailer for a movie I want to see. I am so excited.
You are.
About that. I mean, I think that's going to be special.
That Ringo's, look, Ringo's Beatles, drumming on
you
it.
You want to know really seriously why I act the way I do about Paul and about all the Beatles? You can't argue with the musical catalog of the Beatles. You can't.
True. Yeah.
Greatest bands in our music history. I lost my mojo when John died. I really did. John was always, my guy for the Beatles.
Yeah.
I just loved John Lennon. And, to this day, I react, and it's been overplayed and overplayed and overplayed. When I hear Imagine, I stop down. I stop and I listen to it. So the fact that it's a ballad really is
And it's
is
a John
wonderful.
Ballad. It's a John yeah. ballad. Now, my prediction is that they will do what they did with Free as a Bird, where they will use a hunk of that, and then there'll be a part that features Paul. Like probably a slight veer, maybe the bridge will be Paul and he'll be the verse.
Hey, let's when are they release it?
It's sometime this year. That's all he said. Ringo will drum on it. I'd like to know how they're going to incorporate George into it, whether or not they have existing tracks for that.
Well, I mean, you got music to, George wasn't on a lot of songs except playing.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. His guitar would be great if they could sample that.
I don't think you have to worry
it.
About the guitar or Ringo or anybody as long as you get John's voice.
So I'm excited, and I think that it's going to be an amazing use of AI. And with the exception of those the simulated rap records that they put out when AI was really starting to gain there, this is going to be putting AI in everyone's face in such a pop culture way.
Does this sully AI?
I don't know. I don't think it does. I think
they're going to play the John record, and then we're going to find out that AI will be killing us all. That's the way it is. We're out of time.
We are.
That's
right.
It.
We are.
Oh, I hit it.
Oh,
I
yeah,
hit
you
it.
Do.
I'm,
you
that's
hit
it. Me. That's my thing. That's my job.
I'm losing it.
We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow.
It.
I'm losing it. I'm losing it. Yes, I am, person. Send me the name.
Person.
Anyway, I'm going to go wash my face. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Barrett saying so long, everybody.
Toodles.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at michaelmaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
With a sexy body and just a knockout 10 figure.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
Anything else you can tell me about him?
No. Like I say, it was funny looking. More than most people, even.
Huh? Christ almighty, it's like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something. You nerve-wracking sons of bitches.
Get out! You don't know I'm good enough! Piss off!